This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. This is Rich Sheban broadcasting live from Montana on this January 14th. Getting close to the end of the week here. Days are getting long. My off-grid solar array is getting pretty healthy, and I think my days of supplementing with my generator are few and far in between at this point. Anyway, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. I have very little on election fraud, believe it or not, but I've been doing 2.5 months of it, and I have articles that show the consequences of where we're going. In fact, let's make the theme of the day where we're heading as a country. And I believe, I didn't get confirmation from GCN, but I believe that Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. They were supposed to get back to me. The guy said he thought it was Jason, so I'm going to give kudos to Jason. And if somebody else is broadcasting, kudos to you too. But I want to thank all you guys for your hard work in Minnesota for engineering the broadcast. So what I think I'm just going to do is I'm going to start with article, and then I'm going to make my usual comments and probably my usual disclaimers of of these are published articles in the public domain type disclaimers. And I say these things because some of these articles are so surreal, so comical, often so treasonous and seditious, and it's hard to believe that we're paying these government people, whether they be politicians, any government work, any department, any institution, we're paying them 10 to 20 times the salary that we get, that includes benefit packages and pensions that we don't get. And it's amazing how they just sell us out. So I'm going to mix a bunch of different articles because, again, I don't have much on election/voter fraud. So here we go. First article, and I use articles. I use sometimes I dissect interviews, whether it be on video or transcript. I take sometimes it's tweets or other communications, and I compile them all into one. And sometimes I got to read an article. It takes me 10, 15 minutes, sometimes for one or two sentences of meat and potatoes, if you will. So some people ask how I go about that process. What I try and do is watch these interviews, read these articles, and take communications that's on the internet and combine it to as few words as possible so I don't spend all day talking about four different topics or four different articles, because I've listened to many talk shows who do that, and it drives me absolutely crazy because I want information. I want objective facts. I don't mind stories. I don't mind a little philosophy, but at this time in our history, we need very few stories, very little philosophy, very little subjective emotional opinion. We need hard facts. We need objectivity. That's the only way to wake the people up, because there's a lot of people who are desperate right now financially, economically. Anxiety levels are high. Suicides are all-time high. Drug use is all-time high. Overdose is all-time high. I can go on and on and on. We're living right now in America with the highest divorce rate we've ever had, the lowest marriage rate we've ever had, and the most fathers being kicked out of their homes, the most we've ever had. So here's the first article, folks. I just want to let you give you a little background where I get my articles, where I get my all my information, how I glean information out of videos. And here we go. Okay. First one, you just can't make it up. You know, when you hear an article that starts like that, you just know. You got to be sitting down to read the article. But the article is, after stealing the 2020 election in the greatest heist ever, Joe Biden announces his theme to be unity. You know, you can't make this up. And there's no way we can be in a united situation with all the hypocrisy and double standards that come from these people. They're not practicing what they preach at all. Just, you know, the impeachment in Congress is just some more antics. And we're going to talk about that in some detail as I move on in the broadcast. Next article. Hillary says the GOP and the conservative media can begin the healing by stating Biden was the duly elected president. Hillary, no freaking way. It ain't going to happen. So I have an article here, or what I did was I gleaned the major portions of it. It's by Jovan Pulitzer. We've talked about him, and he's like a forensic guy. He's like a genius. He's an American hero. He's done a lot of work talking about how if you recall the articles we've talked about where Republican and Democrat ballots were different and the bullseye was not centered for to catch the vote for the Republican side. That's the kind of stuff that this guy, Jovan Pulitzer, does. Well, he just came out yesterday with a PDF, and you can find it. I think it's on the Gateway Pundit, but it should be all over the Internet by now. This is yesterday's news. And this is what the meat and potatoes, and there's more information, but this basically it involved millions of votes, and he sent a copy to the We the People and to the GOP and to Donald Trump of foreign election interference for our review so we can share it. I really recommend you read at least the article, if not glean some of this information. Remember how we've always thought it was like five or six, maybe seven countries that were interfering in foreign interference, because we referred to that, and I spent a lot of time, which I'm not going to do now, but I've spent hours on the 2018 executive order and the Insurrection Act of 1807. I've spent lots of time on that, lots of time. Well, guess how many countries participated in attacking our elections? 65. 65. Let me say that again. 65. Let me say that a different way. 60 plus another five countries participated in attacking seven key states, over 600 polling locations. And Jovan Pulitzer says this is vetted and factual information, and the PDF is out to the people right now. Oops, did I say we didn't have any election voter fraud information? Sorry, my bad. But think about this, folks. 65 countries. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say how many hours a day I read. But I'll tell you something, over the past 2.5 months, I've been on this show for 2 to 3 days a week. So let's say 2.5 days. So let's say 10 days a month. So for 2.5 months, I've been on 25 days. Post-election. This is on air, post-election. And I'm being conservative because I've also interviewed Gwyneth Isaacs and I've spent some time interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy. And I'm being conservative with this. I usually give at least 50 hard facts of objective facts of evidence. So when you look at 25 days times 50, that's about what? 1,250 days of election slash voter fraud evidence and facts that I have given. I want you to think about that. And I couldn't even get close with all the hours of studying I do per day for my country, not for money, not for recognition, for my country. And is it for President Trump? It is also. However, this is way bigger than President Trump. We have literally gotten to the point where nothing means anything anymore. I mean, how do you even justify what I just mentioned here? You can't. It's pathetic. It's a joke. I mean, when you think about all the, you know, in the 10 years I've been on the air, I've talked about Marx and the communist and whatever they call that. I'm losing that train of thought right now. The agenda, the Cloward and Piven, the Frankfurt School, all this stuff, Alinsky. There's a reason why I've read excerpts and talked about different aspects of this, because everything is planned. And I'm going to talk about, again, more evidence showing up in video later in the broadcast regarding the planned Capitol siege. You're not going to believe it. Hopefully some of you have already seen it. So when you hear the Dems, the deep state, the powers that be, the establishment, I don't care what you decide to call it. Some of you like to call it the communists. You call it whatever you want. When they say words like democracy, they refer to the Constitution or the fact that once in a while they spill and they say, oh, well, we're not a democracy, which they very rarely do. It's usually the Republican side that has to remind them that we're a constitutional republic. And I love it when they say rule of law. When these people say these words, it's just like hearing anybody saying over the radio, spaghetti, chair, water, mountain, table, tree, bug. It means nothing. They say these things, they turn a lot of these things into politically correct buzzwords. They say words that have meaning to show that they have some clout and credibility and validity in their message, and they don't even mean a word they say. Like when Donald Trump at the Capitol said to go march peacefully, they took that word and re-engineered it and redefined it. The left didn't even acknowledge that Donald Trump said it. Now, I know I've been harsh on Mike Pence, and deservedly so, the whole country has. And President VP Pence, I want nothing more than to be wrong. I want nothing more to have you prove that this was a 3D chess sting operation. I would love to hear it. But when you and Amy Barrett, who brag about your God, Christian, Christ, Bible, Constitution, and you just talk, and don't practice what you preach, it eliminates trust of
the
people.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. He will be back tomorrow on the air. So he'll be talking about a lot of different stuff with another one of our instructors. And I just want to go back to Hillary's comment on how the conservative media must begin the healing by stating that Joe Biden was duly elected. When little old me, okay, little old me, never mind, you know, when I first started in the alternative media, if you will, the new media, whatever you want to call it, talking about truth, standing for principle, which is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, truth, and if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they're in, then you get to do it too. So little old me gives 1,250. This is post-election, never mind all the warnings that we gave prior to the election of the behaviors that you were doing. Like, for example, the fraud on the Constitution, where state legislatures were illegally, criminally, as per our Constitution, cast aside by your establishment. So your people, the state Supreme Courts, the governors, the attorney generals, the secretary of states, the hairstylists who work for the state, they all came in and had meetings and changed the rules and the laws right before the election, which is illegal. And you want us to call Joe Biden duly elected when little old me, never mind the thousands now of alternative media sites, probably, I don't know if there's 10,000, but it's in the thousands for sure. 10 years ago, it was in the hundreds. I guarantee you, There's nobody in the world. The whole world was watching Hillary. The polls say 55% don't believe that Joe Biden was duly elected. Those are people who are called on phones, who are using their cell phones, who are using self-identifying marks and are afraid to tell the truth. From my numbers, it's like 80% of the people believe Donald Trump won by a landslide. And that's what we have proven on this broadcast and all the other alternative medias. So when you use your cast aside your state legislatures to change the rules and the laws with unconstitutional, illegal people, how can anybody admit that Joe Biden was duly elected? I mean, in Arizona alone, one county that allowed signature matches found out that there was 11% fraud. Keep in mind, signature matches are one criteria, one category out of maybe hundreds that show the discrepancy of votes. And we got 11% in one county, 11% fraud in one county. And yet all these swing states won't even allow signature verification or allow forensic matching of the computers and the ballots. We have videos of people, literally, of people sitting in, these videos are in the election buildings. It's not like it was made up. Some of them were patriots recording, and then they sent it off. I mean, this is really ridiculous, people. And then when Joe Van Pulitzer basically creates a PDF of congressional election fraud briefing and says that he vetted and it's all factual numbers and math. And this shows election interference for 65 countries. Now, I'm studying hours per day. I'm embarrassed to say how many, because I'm putting all my 100% effort into this. 65 countries. I thought it was 5, 6, or 7 countries participating in these attacks. 65 in 7 key states, over 600 county polling locations. For those of you listening, you need to get a copy of this. You need to do your due diligence. You need, when people say, oh, well, that's not true. It's all made up. It's a conspiracy theorist. You have the math. You have the study. You have the article. You have the information. And this is one out of 1,250 that I've given personally over the past 2.5 months. We'll be right back, folks. We appreciate you being here.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 House Republicans joined Democrats to impeach President Trump on charges of incitement of an insurrection on Wednesday. The final vote was 232 to 197. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns tells Fox News the realities of impeaching a former president.
The principal penalty per the Constitution is removal from office. So you can only imagine the average person scratching their head saying, wait a minute, this is to remove him from office, but he's already out of office. Now that he's impeached, he can't run again. So on. So the law is that in order for that to happen, the president has to be convicted by the 67 senator votes first. Then it's an ancillary or additional penalty of disqualification.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Republican colleagues Wednesday that he has not made a final decision on how he will vote on impeachment and that the proceedings will not begin until after the inauguration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Formal charges are being brought against a former Michigan governor and others for their actions leading up to Flint's water supply poisoning their citizens. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will face charges as part of the ongoing investigation into the Flint water crisis. Snyder was charged Wednesday with two counts of willful neglect of duty, the first time that a governor or former governor of the state has been charged with a crime related to their time in office. The misdemeanor charges are punishable with up to 1 year in prison. They stem from a cost-cutting decision made during his administration to change the source of Flint, Michigan's water supply from the Detroit water system to a contaminated Flint River, leading to pipe corrosion and lead contamination. An outbreak of Legionnaire's disease followed that killed 12 people and sickened more than 80 others. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The poisoning of Flint, Michigan water supply was first discovered in 2014. President Trump addressed the American people Wednesday and called out those that stormed the Capitol building on January 6th.
Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vince Fennelli. And looks like we're going to have a beautiful sunny day here in northwest Montana, a beautiful solar day, which I'm always looking forward to. So getting back to Hillary, see, Hillary, how can you expect us to acknowledge that Joe Biden's duly elected when close to 80% of the people disagree with that? And 55% admit it. Do you know, pardon me, do you know that on InfoWars yesterday, and I take this with a grain of salt, Steve Pichenik, pardon me, I got to get a quick drink of water here. Ugh. That's the hazards of monologuing. Steve Pachenik was on InfoWars. I'm sure some of you probably saw it. It didn't go as viral as his one of his about 2 months ago. He had another interview with Alex Jones, and he said basically the same thing, that Joe Biden was going to be arrested, that this is a giant sting operation, that Donald Trump is going to be elected, reelected, has been reelected. Well, you know, I don't want to ride the roller coaster. I'm kind of like, you know, Vince lives in Missouri. I'm kind of like, I think my ancestors may be from there, and we all know where that's going, and that's the show me state. I like hard facts. I like delivered hard facts, packaged hard facts. I like math. I like rule of law. See, if I don't get these objective facts and the dots become connected, I don't get real excited. But that's just me. So, oops, more election fraud stuff. I kind of know where this keeps coming from. My bad. So anyway, before the break, I was talking about what means anything anymore. The theme of the day, I just kind of headed it as where we're heading as a country. But when people's word means nothing, when the Constitution means nothing, when the Republic means nothing, when they throw out words like democracy, rule of law, humanity, and they don't back it up, it's just like, again, me saying table, chair, stove, floor, tree, water, river, animal. I mean, nothing matters. It has the same effect when you don't connect the dots and have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in the picture. And we're not even close to that. See, everything's on the everything, all these words, all these feelings, everything's becoming extinct. Everything's going on the chopping block. Consumer confidence, trust, merit for a job means nothing. Remember, you always hear me talking about hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications. It means nothing anymore. Everything's about what group you're in. So these are divide and conquer strategies. So, and I'm going to try and say divide and conquer 500 times today. Of course, I'm joking. But people need to realize that we're being set up, we're being used, we're being played, we're being duped. Because that's one of the reasons I've been on the air so much, showing evidence of the monies going from the little guy to the top 1% to 2%. All this equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity, these are politically correct buzzwords used as tools to divide us. I'm going to make a little note to hopefully say that again before the show is over today. So, more on the chopping block. You know, truth, the middle class, small and medium-sized business. All those people who thought, oh, it's for the betterment of the people. It's for equality, fairness, talent. No, it's not. Fascism isn't about that. When big corporations and the corrupt portion of government get together, that's what fascism is. And they create, we literally have a fascist welfare recipient department. And the beneficiaries are the big corporations and the most corrupt portion of big government. So they're not representing us, the little people. They're representing the wealthy elite. This is why I show the articles. I do the math. I do the economic 101 updates that you've heard me give many times over the past 10 years. What's happening to our freedoms, our liberties, our justice, rights, protection, restitution under the rule of law? There's no representation. So if they track, they censor, they surveil you, they want to inject you with poisons, they want to do anything they want, you don't have the right to say no. That's where we're going if this installment doesn't stop. Any any expectations or qualifications for a job. I've given probably thousands of examples of that over the years. Are gone. The people who are benefiting are the sellouts, the traitors, the tattletales, the turncoats, the Benedict Arnolds, the people who publicly trash our country are the ones getting the opportunities. See, as the people become groomed for these behaviors, they justify and rationalize your own behaviors with hate because you're offended, because your group, your narrative, your hyphen, your pronoun, you got to stick up for it or your own self-interest. You feel the need to publicly sell out so the world can see. So maybe, just maybe, they won't come after you, but they will. Because if you read history, it happens every time. They want you to buy from the company store and read the company propaganda. And if you don't, you're controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, basically anti-Islamist phobe. That's called living in Nazi Germany and the USSR combined. We cannot have a multi-tiered justice system. And when I say that, I don't mean just for it's going to end up being two, the aristocracy versus the serfs. But during the interim, they have to divide us. So we're going to have, and I've mentioned this many times with many examples, they're going to have multi-tiered, and they do, multi-tiered justice systems based on your gender, the gender you identify as, your shade of skin pigmentation, your religion, your sexual orientation, etc. Now, I know they use the word racist most of the time, but think about some of the stupid things that they call racist over the years. Bulletproof glass. Disney movies. I remember they called yoga racist. And Elizabeth Warren, when you called her Pocahontas, that was racist. Milk was racist. Not just because of the color, but I remember them saying, I think I mentioned this to Dr. Sheely once, I remember them saying that because whites don't have enough lactose intolerance. You can't make this up. I remember science was called racist because black magic couldn't be explained by students in South Africa. I remember they called math racist, camouflage racist, Lucky Charms cereal racist. Look it up. It's probably been purged. I remember for hiring people for jobs in commerce, it was if you expected certain groups to show up on time for your job, you were racist. How many times, how many examples have I shared the propaganda, the hoaxes, the false flags, the lies, the gaslighting, the lowering the bars of standards and expectations, which is directly proportional to lowering of quality? And believe it or not, they even say that if you say you're not racist, that you're racist. This is how stupid we have gotten. For those of you who are regular listeners, you heard me say when I was in elementary school a little story. Real quick, it was when Ali was fighting Frazier. This is elementary school, I don't know, first, second grade. And I remember some of the kids would yell, "Who's going to win? Ali, Ali." And everybody would yell, "Ali, Ali." 5 minutes later, they'd yell, "Frazier, Frazier, Frazier." And you could just tell right off the bat who's going to be followers and who's going to be thinkers. So guess what? Every time one or two people said Ali or Frazier, some of the useful idiots would say the same thing. This is what's happening now. We're acting like elementary school kids when we do groupthink and we don't have the guts to stand up for what's right, to stand up for the Constitution. And this is why you hear me say criteria for a job and qualifications and how we should be judged is by patriotism, intelligence, and courage. That's the PIC acronym. It's easy to remember. Pneumonia, influenza, COVID, right? All that stuff is now being labeled as COVID, the PIC acronym. That should be, those three criteria should be the very first criteria that we're all judged for a job and for being Americans. Patriotism, intelligence, and courage. But see, when they hijack your thoughts, manufacture your ideology, use your ego, that's called a psyop, folks, because you get offended that someone might be insulting your group, your hyphen or your pronoun. I got a couple questions for you. Let me throw two questions at you. Will you have the courage to realize that you've been played after you have no rights left? When are you willing to stand for principle and have the courage to be hated for telling the truth? Or, let's call this question number two, are you willing to sell out your fellow Americans and blow smoke up everybody's butt so you can be liked for your own personal gain at the expense of your own country? If you choose the latter, choice number two, you're spitting on the graves of over 1 million American combat soldiers who gave their life to this country. In other words, you are betraying them, and you're betraying America. We appreciate you being here, folks. I'll be right back with some more articles and news after this break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everyone. So, before the break, I was going off on one of my tangent rants, my TRs, and I might as well just finish the thought. Now, when you talk about betraying the country, betraying our soldiers, betraying the families who gave their children, their combat soldiers, for this duty to protect us from terrorists, from traitors, foreign and domestic. And we see this betrayal going on in our country today. What is the left? And they're not really the left. We all know it's not a left-right paradigm. What are these people asking soldiers to do today? Are they asking today's soldiers to rip the American flag off their uniform, off their chest, off their shoulder? Think about being a soldier today and seeing the treason, the sedition against a duly elected president, and I mean Donald Trump, breaking the rule of law, fraud on the Constitution at probably 100 levels that we've just talked about here, not just with the state legislature's situation. What are these young combat soldiers fighting for? I bet they're asking that question to themselves right now. Are they getting much leadership when the Joint Chiefs of Staff has the audacity to refer to the Constitution in that ridiculous letter? And you're asking soldiers to put their life on the line for who? For what? The Constitution? The people at the top already sold out the people, we the people, whether it be through bribery or blackmail or threats. They've sold us out. So what are these soldiers fighting for? I bet they're asking that question to themselves right now. I'll tell you who they're fighting for. We all know it. I've said it a million times. To the people who have addictions to power, money, and control. They are basically taking advantage of people who still believe there's a left-right paradigm. And at the same time, not just behind their back, but to their face, they're calling them useful idiots. But should you ignore Well, let me rephrase that. You better ignore, as per the aristocracy, all the double standards and hypocrisies. You know, that's like a category on this broadcast. Actually, this is like a secondary, hypocrisy and double standards is like a secondary culture in America. Accountability. You hear all these words. You know, I've referred to them, I hear them all the time, ethics, morals, values, rule of law, accountability. They're pathetic joke words. They're satire. They mean nothing because they have a separate sliding scale of meaning based on what group you're in. So these people who ask for your behaviors to be checked, to be outlawed, while offering little or no consequences for the behaviors from the same group demanding that you and your behaviors be checked. You can't eat. It's the hypocrisy and double standards is unbelievable. It's out of, it's off the page. And I've given, I don't know how many examples, countless examples. Like I said, it's a category on this show and a subculture in our country now. So when you have all these people who sold out the people for money, for blackmail, and there's nothing, you can't believe anything anymore. Science, healthcare. I mean, hospitals and physicians getting paid fortunes just to fake a diagnosis of COVID when PCR tests are 97% ineffective and fraudulent. When there's no increase in death from 2019 to 2020. When John Hopkins put out a study that they had to retract because they were afraid of retribution that said that there wasn't an increase in death, including for old people. Look, we believe this is a virus. We believe that if you have comorbidities and if you're 70 years or older, you're at a higher risk, okay? That's pretty much for anything, any virus, any bacteria. But to use the agenda of closing down work, closing down businesses, where all the suicides and the drug overdose and all the bad things are happening. Technology controlling us, getting rid of peaceful assembly, free markets, supply and demand, delegitimizing work, eliminating voting, stuffing Joe Biden in the basement for everything virtual and non-real, eliminating the Constitution, starving the people, depopulation, eliminating free speech, immunity passports, forced lockdowns, house arrests. We're seeing the consequences of inaction towards political correctness big time, folks. I will return after the top of the hour break. Appreciate you being here.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.